With us today is Roger Stone, and he is a good friend, and he has helped almost every president. He helped Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, you know, Bob Dole, almost president, George W. Bush, and Donald Trump. Roger, you have a great show on WABC every day from on Sundays from 4 to 6. And tell us what's going on this week.
Else is the traditional Easter parade. That's when New Yorkers would get dressed up in their absolute finest. The ladies would choose their hats, and there'd be a promenade down Fifth Avenue. I guess that New York is gone forever. But this weekend on the Roger Stone Show, which is, you're right, from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, you can listen to it on WABCradio.com. Or at 770 on the AM dial. I have Alina Haba coming on. She's the president's lawyer, will bring us up to date on the latest developments regarding DA Alvin Bragg's prosecution of Donald Trump. Also have Ed Martin of the Eagle Forum is going to talk to us about some of the backstage maneuvers going on among the Democrats to try to take civilian control of the military away from Donald Trump. They're trying to do that legislatively. So I think it's going to be a great, great show.
Now, tell us how you feel about the things that are going on. Easter Sunday, we got, it looks like Joe Biden, President Biden against President Trump. The court system is trying to restrict the ability of President Trump to even talk. And they're trying to tie him up in almost every court, low-level courts, so he can't get around and be able to campaign. I mean, it's not right. It's like a third-world country that you do that to a former president that's running for president.
You know, in the 45 years I've been in American politics, John, I've never seen anything like this. On the other hand, and this is counterintuitive, with all of these legal actions, with all of this financial harassment, Trump is getting stronger and stronger. I've predicted, as you know, that in the end, the Democrats may switch out Joe Biden for another candidate. I must tell you, I honestly hope that doesn't happen, because what I would really welcome is a comparison of the Biden years and the impact on the average person with the Trump years, where we had both peace and prosperity. So it gets a little trickier here because of the gag, as you point out. Trump's not even able to defend himself in the court of public opinion, unlike the valuation Engoron trial, where I think he very effectively convinced people that this was a trial about nothing. There are no victims. The banks that lent him money got paid back in full after doing their own appraisal of the things he put up as collateral for his loans. I've never seen anything like this. The idea of trying a former president in what could be, I don't know, September or October of a presidential campaign year violates standard DOJ regulation and protocols, but it just demonstrates how desperate they are to stop Donald Trump from returning to the White House.
I mean, where is the rule of law? And isn't there some way we can get it to the Supreme Court and Supreme Court to put a hold on all this?
Well, that's the real irony. The latest move here is to try to flip the House before November. In other words, get enough Republican resignations that the Republicans slip below 217 members. That would give Democrats control of the House before November. And their plan, which the Supreme Court frankly invited, is to pass legislation that would declare that Trump did indeed participate in an insurrection and thus bar him from being on the ballot. Now, the average listener out there might say, well, surely the courts will step in and stop this. No, to the contrary, in the Colorado ballot access decision, the courts actually invited this action. It's entirely anti-democratic. I think it's un-American. But the great thing about Donald Trump is he just keeps fighting. And ironically, and I think fittingly, He's just getting stronger.
And we know what you're going to talk about at 4 o'clock today. I will be listening. Anything that's on your mind that woke you up at 3 o'clock this morning?
Every single day. 3 o'clock in the morning, I was busy working on the monologue for my Sunday show and trying to figure out which recipe to take out of my mother's book to tell people some of the greatest Italian cooking in America. I find that that's the most popular part of my show. Sometimes people, you know this, John, they just get sick and tired of politics, talking about all the problems of the world. I really enjoy sharing my mother's recipes. It's been very popular. As you know, your wife Margot suggested I do a cookbook dedicated to this, which I'm working very hard on, and you'll be able to see first at 77 WABC.
Roger Stone, thank you. Happy Easter today, and we'll be listening to you at 4 o'clock on Easter Sunday. Thank you so much.
God bless you, John. Many thanks.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.